local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Of humidity on the way up and the rain on the way in over the next day or so. More from Dr. Bill's forecast after we check traffic with Kane this morning on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a terrible accident. Chinchula overturned vehicle with ejection and fatality on Highway 45 between Chinchula Georgetown Road and Chinchula Landfill Road. Medical helicopter was called out but then canceled. The area is closed off. Avoid the area if you can. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and online at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a few showers and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt and are behind on your monthly payments, you need to make this free call right now, 800-370-4139. When you call the Stop Debt Hotline, you're taking the first steps for help. Debt specialists are part of a real team who will help you with all of your options. You could stop the collection calls and letters forever by calling the completely confidential toll-free number right now, 800-370-4139. 800-370-4139. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can handle your debt forever. Imagine no more late nights and no more debt. Don't try to face your creditors alone. Call the Stop Debt Hotline right now. 800-370-4139. 800-370-4139. Get free information now by calling the Stop Debt Hotline. 800-370-4139. Non-attorney spokesperson paid for by Debt Resolution Helpline. 102 Northeast 2nd Street, number 183, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432.
At 609 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. And Dr. Bill saying that rain chance picking up today into tomorrow and definitely warming up. 55 now at our studios. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the hunt is on for a man Mobile police say is armed and dangerous. And this morning, we have even more information which could help put this murder suspect behind bars. 34-year-old Demetrius James Anderson is wanted for his believed connection into a homicide at the Fat Tuesday Sports Bar on Friday, April 5th. Police responded to that bar close to 1:30 a.m. after shots were fired. The victim has been identified as 42-year-old Tito Smith. Anderson is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 170 pounds. He has multiple tattoos, to include one on his neck, a teardrop tattoo on his face, and a scar between his eyes. Demetrius James Anderson should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have information on his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers, and you can remain anonymous at 251-208-7211. Before you step one toe into that water during spring break, know this. A tracking device has pinged in our area, and Miss Costa is now in the waters off the Gulf Coast. Miss Costa is a 1,688-pound female great white shark. She's 12 foot 5 inches, and on Monday, her tracker pinpointed her near the Big Bend area of the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida Panhandle. According to the Pensacola News Journal, an international great white shark research organization named OSERJ, they are tracking her. Her tracker pings when her tagged dorsal fin breaks the surface of the water and then transmits a signal to an overhead satellite. Miss Costa is named for OSERJ's partner, Costa Sunglasses, and she was originally tagged back on September 23rd, 2016 in Nantucket, Massachusetts, and she has been on the move. In the last 72 hours, she's gone 36 miles and more than 12,396 miles in the past 103 days. And guess what? You can track her too because Miss Costa has a Twitter account and she has nearly 10,000 followers. On her account, she says she loves fishing, ocean life, and hashtag kick plastic. Follow her at Miss Costa Shark. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, and I can't seem to stay at the 4,000 number on my Twitter feed, and dang, Shark's got 10,000.
It's unreal, and they don't even put anything up there that's, you know, thought-provoking.
Yeah, the content, I mean, they're really, and never a DM. Never any kind of DMs from the shark. So I'm just saying it's of concern. We'll keep our eye out for Miss Costa. 612 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 next.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Yeah. Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man wanted for questioning in a Northwest Florida homicide is arrested and booked into jail overnight. 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins is charged with homicide. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail just after midnight. Hawkins is charged with the shooting death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Baldwin was killed early Monday morning near Ensley and Vicky Street. Police in Mobile are looking for a man described as armed and dangerous. 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson is murder suspect. He is wanted for the shooting death of another man at a sports bar on St. Stephen's Road. Anderson has a scar between his eyes, several tattoos, and gold teeth. You can see his picture on WKRG.com. Bay Minette is getting in the game. A new softball complex is set to be complete next month. The city's recreation director hopes the new complex will attract state and even national tournaments. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs for over a decade. Specifically, the United States argued that the manufacturer knew their earplugs were too short for proper insertion into users' ears and that the earplugs could loosen and therefore didn't perform properly or reduce noise the way they should have. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, you need to choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the most compensation for your injuries. Call the Sentinel Group now for more information and a free case review. Call 800-670-3180. 800-670-3180. That's 800-670-3180.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
One of the biggest upsets in NHL playoff history is complete. South Alabama baseball gets a win at home, and home runs aplenty in the major leagues. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Toronto Raptors rebounded from a Game 1 loss, beating Orlando 111-82, and evening the best of seven first-round series at one game apiece. Kawhi Leonard led the Raptors with 37 points. The Denver Nuggets Jamal Murray had 21 points in the fourth quarter, leading Denver past San Antonio 114-105 to even that series at one game apiece. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 114-94 to take a 2-0 series lead over Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and the rest of the Thunder. CJ McCollum led the Blazers with 33 points in the victory. In the NHL playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets completed an unbelievable four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Lightning with a 7-3 win last night. Here's the game-winning goal that put Columbus up 4-3 in the third period.
And Aaron across, the line, throw, bodies, they score! Oliver Bjorkstrand!
While we're putting names in the Hall of Fame, Oliver Bjorkstrand with the game-winner there for Columbus. The Jackets scored three empty net goals to clinch the first-round victory. Tampa was the top-seeded team in the NHL after tying the NHL record with 62 wins in the regular season. The New York Islanders also finished a four-game sweep over the Pittsburgh Penguins with a 3-1 win last night in Pittsburgh. The Islanders are headed to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs for only the second time in the last 26 years. Here's New York's Jordan Eberle after the win.
Early on, I think a lot of people wrote us off. You know, they were a bit shocked. But, we're confident in the way that we play, the way that the group is here. I think, you know, this is one of the tighter-knit teams that I've played on. And, we love battling and playing for each other.
Eberle had four goals in the four Islanders' wins. Kyle Connor scored a game-winner in overtime, putting the Winnipeg Jets over St. Louis 2-1 and tying the series at two games apiece. St. Louis won the first two games of the series in Winnipeg before the Jets returned the favor with two wins in St. Louis. In the last game of the night, Marc-Andre Fleury picked up his 15th career playoff shutout, leading Vegas past San Jose 5-0. The Golden Knights now lead that series 3-1. In college baseball, South Alabama beat Southern Miss last night 4-1. Drake Nightingale struck out a career-high 14 batters in 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits in the win. Jags are now 16-20 this season. They begin a 3-game home Sun Belt series against Georgia State beginning tomorrow night at Stanky Field. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Montgomery Biscuits for the second night in a row, 7-3. The Biscuits scored 4 runs in the 7th inning to pull away late. Game 3 of the 5-game home series starts tonight at 6:15 at Hank Aaron Stadium. In the majors last night, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 6th home run of the season, but the Atlanta Braves fell to Arizona 9-6. Philadelphia crushed the New York Mets 14-3. Jose Quintana pitched the Chicago Cubs to a 4-0 win over Miami. The LA Dodgers hit their 37th home run of the season, beating Cincinnati 6-1. Christian Yelich continues to be hot from the plate. He hit a 3-run homer last night in an 8-4 win for Milwaukee over St. Louis. Colorado beat San Diego 8-2 with Nolan Arenado hitting a home run for the third game in a row, and San Francisco beat Washington 7-3. In the American League, the White Sox beat Kansas City 5-1. Cleveland got the win over Seattle 4-2. James Paxton struck out 12, leading the Yankees past the Red Sox 8-0. Toronto got past Minnesota 6-5. Texas shut out the LA Angels 5-0. Alex Bregman hit a grand slam for the Houston Astros in a 9-1 win over Oakland. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-2, and Pittsburgh beat Detroit 5-3 in extra innings. It's 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And speaking of sports, are you ready for the newest sport on planet Earth?
Oh, I'm ready.
Speedgate. Hmm. The first sport created by artificial intelligence.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they let AI create a sport. We'll give you the details coming up in just a little bit. 6:19, we'll be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a few showers and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile. Mobile Bay Coins. This is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling, you know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional, because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
Good morning for the CanesWarriorKids.com traffic center. We do have an accident fatality with an overturned vehicle and ejection. It's going to be on Highway 45 between Chinchula Georgetown Road and Chinchula Landfill Road. Medical helicopter was called out. They canceled it, and the area is still closed. No other accidents, but again, you want to avoid that area this morning if you can. The Four Diamond Culinary Team at the Battle House Hotel is preparing to make your Easter lunch experience exceptional. Their chefs have found the freshest ingredients. The Easter lunch buffet served in the historic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 6:22 FM Talk 106.5 segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. They can handle security, cloud, internet, and more. The industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in one single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more today at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. 6:22, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. With tornadic activity on the uptick, a new bill before the legislature in Montgomery may come as a welcome relief to those who have been in the path of a severe storm or hurricane. This as the number of tornadoes over last weekend is now up two more since Tuesday. NWS has now confirmed 11 tornadoes touched down Saturday into Sunday. Representative Joe LaVorn introduced a new three-year tax break bill, which would provide an income tax credit for building or installing a qualified storm shelter or safe room. That space would then be defined as a shelter which meets Federal Emergency Management Agency minimum criteria and capable of withstanding an EF5 tornado. The tax credit is capped at $6,000 for your primary residence and $25,000 for a multifamily development like an apartment complex. The credit would provide for a third of the total cost and could be used each year for a period of 3 years. To qualify, applicants would have to complete a form to provide documentation on the cost for the construction or installation of the shelter. He ran, but he couldn't hide, and now Mobile police have finally arrested a man they say is involved in a Christmas Day shooting from last year. Mobile police say 25-year-old Deion Johnson was involved in that shooting on Alba Street at Bayview Avenue December 25th, 2018. He's been on the run since, and nearly 4 months later, investigators located him here in Mobile and booked him into jail on Tuesday morning. According to authorities, Johnson and another man fired several shots at a vehicle with two adults and two children inside. Both adults were injured and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The children, thankfully, were not injured. At the time of that shooting, Deion Johnson was out on bond for a 2016 murder. The former star Spanish Fort High School football player is also a registered sex offender due to a 2014 rape conviction in Baldwin County. That's where he was convicted of the second-degree rape of a 14-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl. As he sits in jail, he faces four charges of attempted murder and charges of firing shots into an occupied vehicle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, at 624, FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings. This week, House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee is going to vote on a bill allowing cyclists and motorcyclists to go on red if there's no oncoming traffic. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But
I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's not legal yet.
No.
And it was a car.
Right. So you saw it yesterday. Okay, so the initial story is House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee will vote on a bill allowing cyclists and motorcyclists to go on red if there's no oncoming traffic. And you said you saw it.
Yeah, a car turned against traffic with a red light.
So really, that has nothing to do with
no,
the bill.
Not at all. I just wanted to get that out there.
It's classic. Okay. This sports story was interesting to me. The first sport created by artificial intelligence is called Speedgate. Now, first of all, why we're using the AI to do this, I don't know. AI just invented its first new sport by analyzing data on 400 existing sports. So they gave it the task of creating a new sport.
Okay.
Couldn't we, like, work on cancer or something like that with the AI?
Or speeding up baseball. Start with that.
Yeah, not creating a new sport. So they put that in. They gave that the task for AI. It spit out a bunch of new sports ideas, and most of them, well, they're pretty bad. There's a few good ones, though, and researchers decided to call the sport Speedgate that was the best. It kind of looks like a combination of rugby, ultimate frisbee, soccer, and maybe Quidditch,
the Harry Potter game.
The Harry Potter sport there. Okay, so each team has six players, and you use a rugby ball.
Okay.
When you have the ball, you can't move, just like Ultimate Frisbee. So you either have to pass it or try to score. The field is 180 feet long, with goals at each end called gates. Each gate is just two posts sticking out of the ground, and you score by kicking the ball through from either direction, so from in front of the gate or behind the gate. There's also a gate in the middle of the field, and it's important because you have to kick the ball through that one first before you can score. It unlocks the scoring.
Okay.
When you do score, each goal is worth 2 points, or three if a teammate catches the ball and kicks it back through the gate. Are you confused yet?
A little bit.
Okay, each game has three seven-minute periods, then at the end, the team with the most point wins. I get that part. The AI even created an official logo of a robot playing Speedgate, and then it came up with a terrible motto. Okay, here's the motto. This is AI's creation of the motto for Speedgate. Face the ball to be the ball to be above the ball. Face the ball to be the ball to be above the ball.
Makes sense.
To AI. You can check out the full rules for the game at playspeedgate.org. The first intramural league is in the works in Oregon, and it could get started as early as this summer.
So they call it Speedgate, but the ball handler can't move.
That's right. Even AI does dumb things from once in a while. 628, we're coming right back. News 5 next.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man led police on a chase in West Mobile with a four-year-old child in his car. Officers attempted to stop a black Honda near Airport Boulevard and Dawes Road. The initial traffic stop was for not having a tag on display. Chase ended when the car crashed on Schillinger Road north of Cottage Hill Road. A child and woman inside the car were taken to the hospital. The driver was also taken to the hospital. Another man is accused of some reckless behavior with a child in his car. Pensacola police say 62-year-old Gilberto Andrews was driving under the influence when he crashed into a parked SUV. Happened near G Street and La Rua Street. And a heartwarming story from Baldwin County this morning. A Daphne woman gave her kidney to a grandfather in Louisiana, a man she did not even know. Michelle Tesh saw a Facebook post about the man who needed a kidney. She took some tests and found out she was a match. The surgery earlier this month was a success. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, the talk of town is termites, man.
It is. We know we do live in one of the areas that has the largest Formosan termite pressure in the area.
And when that happens at home, it makes a lot of news in the neighborhood. So let's prevent us being that home.
Yeah, I would recommend reaching out to us. You know, you can call. We'll have a home evaluator come out and evaluate the house and do an inspection, then give you what it would take to put under a contract.
How does Aero protect our home from termites?
We use the Centricon colony elimination system.
So I've heard about Centricon. How does that work?
Well, we'll come in and put strategically placed stations around the perimeter of the house, and we come back and monitor those. It has active bait in it, so you have your active ingredient all year round.
All right, so we need to get y'all out right now, before swarming season gets here, which you always tell us is around Mother's Day. Get you out now to make that evaluation. How do we get in touch?
You can reach us at 888-GO-AERO or aeroexterminators.com.
Spring is here, and D&K has everything you need to greet the season in style. New modern fit and slim fit suits are here. Some start as low as two for 200. Linen suits, seersucker suits, and seasonal blazers have arrived in a variety of colors and styles. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more up to 70% off. Plus, buy one and get a second half off. D&K, your formal wear headquarters with tuxes for purchase or rent starting at only $69.95. All your fine menswear needs at D&K on the Beltline, 665-7350.
Hundreds of schools in Colorado have closed down for today. No students, as the FBI hunts for a young woman they say poses a credible threat to schools. This with the 20th anniversary of the Columbine High School gun massacre there coming Saturday. Scott McClain is in Littleton, Colorado.
Nearly 20 school districts in the Denver metro area that are closed. We're talking about hundreds of schools easily and tens of thousands of students being affected, all because of this massive manhunt for this 18-year-old woman from Florida named Sol Pace.
Police say she bought a gun after arriving in Colorado from Florida on Monday. France announces an international competition for a redesign of the spire of Notre Dame in Paris after the cathedral's iconic roofline collapsed in Monday's blaze. The copper rooster on top of the spire has been recovered. Notre Dame's rector has just said the cathedral will be closed for 5 to 6 years. Stock futures showing mild gains on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Investors are highly skeptical of a recession this year, but still expect low economic growth to linger. Only 6% of investors surveyed by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch expect a global economic recession this year, while 7 out of 10 don't anticipate a recession until the second half of 2020 or beyond. But two-thirds of the investors responding to the survey are bearish on the outlook for global growth and inflation over the next 12 months, the highest level since October 2016. Intel has dropped plans to make modem chips for 5G smartphones hours after its chief rival in that market, Qualcomm, resolved a year-long battle dispute with Apple. The decision by Intel removes a major rival to Qualcomm for a critical component of the new generation of mobile handsets expected to dominate the market over the next several years. Crude oil trading at $64.50 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5, and it's time to say hi, Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, feel it out there. Temperature a little bit warmer and some clouds in the mix. You told us rain's on the way.
Yes, it is, and we're going to see a weather front move in here tomorrow night. And there's a possibility of some severe thunderstorm activity with the arrival of that front. But today we got a pretty nice day, mostly sunny and up around 78 degrees for this afternoon. Now tonight it will become mostly cloudy, basically a southeast wind, and that's going to start to bring moisture into the area. So tonight mostly cloudy and about 65 degrees for the low tonight. And then tomorrow, another day with temperatures in the upper 70s, could make it to 80 degrees, but the wind will be picking up out of the south, and by afternoon, it'll be up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Looks like we could see a few showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, mostly scattered showers. But then tomorrow night, as this cold front moves across Mississippi and into Alabama, we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow evening and into after midnight. And during that period, we could see a few severe thunderstorms. Again, temperatures up near 80 degrees for tomorrow, but then much cooler for Friday. It looks like the rain will be out by daybreak on Friday, and it should be partly cloudy. A chance of a few scattered showers, but only 68 for the high Friday afternoon. And then Friday night, we'll drop down into the mid and upper 40s, so kind of chilly. And the weekend really looks good. Sunny skies and 72 on Saturday, sunny and 75 on Sunday. And we even have some nice weather for Monday and Tuesday as we warm up to near 80 degrees. So our main concern now, of course, is the thunderstorm activity tomorrow evening, and in which we could see some strong winds and some severe thunderstorm activity. As is normally the situation, the best chance for severe weather will be over the middle portion of Alabama tomorrow evening.
Okay, so thunderstorms, straight-line winds in our area, you're not thinking anything tornadic down here?
I mean, that's always a possibility, outside chance, but most of it would be straight-line thunderstorm winds. If we're going to see tornado activity again, the best chance would be through central portions of Alabama.
All right, Dr. Bill. And a reminder, too, if folks have yet to pick up their 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, still some copies available. Get them before you lose any more months in the year.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, there's a lot of hurricane information as well as the tide tables for the year. And there are still copies at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Lankford Allstate in Fairhope, and also Autocraft Collision Center. So, again, they're free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Let me throw this in, too, as he's talking about, once again, the chance of, severe weather coming through overnight. And it sounds like not an issue, but always a possibility, but not really an issue for tornadoes in our area, which is usually the story. It's usually central northern Alabama, but not a reason to go to sleep without some way to wake you up if severe weather is in our area. We've talked about it before. Maybe your smartphone already has that app built into it. If not, download one and also get back up with a weather radio. They're pretty darn inexpensive and pretty easy to set up. You put a little backup 9-volt battery in there, plug it in, put the antenna up, and so if severe weather breaks out while you're sleeping, the family's sleeping, you get that heads up. It's a very, very inexpensive insurance policy. Make sure you have it on your smartphones in the house and on that weather radio. All right, 6:38, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
If you own property that looks like a jungle or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an accident with an overturned vehicle with ejection and fatality. Highway 45 between Chula Georgetown Road and Chula Landfill Road. Also, report of a ladder eastbound I-10 in the far left lane right before you get the Duval exit. And stalled vehicle out on Old Shell and Bishop Lane. So plenty going on this morning. Be careful on the roads. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Hey, coming up tomorrow, 40th annual Taste of Mobile starts at 6, goes to 8. Chock-a-block full of the great restaurants from town, caterers, beverage providers, and a ticket gets you in to sample all that. Tickets are $25, and they even have a VIP entry where you come in at 5:30 and get your eat on before everybody else gets in there at 6. We'll give you a shot at winning some tickets to this event sometime between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Tickets for the 40th annual Taste of Mobile. So that's one of the many, many reasons to go ahead and put our phone number in your contacts list, 343-0106. All right, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are inching closer and closer to the 2020 election, and Bill Hightower, a former Alabama state senator for District 35, has announced his run for Alabama's open first congressional district seat, and he believes his background in business will make a difference. Hightower says, quote, Washington is dysfunctional, and the people of South Alabama need a congressman who will fight for us each and every day in Congress to make sure our priorities and our values are represented. Hightower was a state senator from 2013 through 2018, and last year he ran in the gubernatorial race, coming in fourth place, with Governor Kay Ivey ultimately winning that election. The 59-year-old is looking to fill the seat left vacant by Representative Bradley Byrne, who is running for the U.S. Senate in 2020. Hightower is the third candidate to announce his intentions to run for the seat occupied by Byrne since late 2013. Also running is Commissioner Jerry Carl, the current Mobile County Commissioner, and State Representative Chris Pringle, Republican from Mobile. Last February, Byrne, a Republican, announced his intentions to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones for the job. News out of Baldwin County this morning as a Saraland man is facing several charges after his motorcycle slams into a patrol car during rush hour traffic Monday morning. Alabama state troopers say around 6 a.m., Michael Jacob was speeding on his motorcycle and did not stop until he slammed into another patrol car on Interstate 10. The 27-year-old was heading west near the Malbus exit. He was taken to jail after being treated at a local hospital. Jacob faces several charges to include reckless endangerment and attempting to elude. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man wanted for questioning in a Northwest Florida homicide is arrested and booked into jail overnight. 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins is charged with homicide. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail just after midnight. Hawkins is charged with the shooting death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Baldwin was killed early Monday morning near Ensley and Vicky Street. Police in Mobile are looking for a man described as armed and dangerous. 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson is murder suspect. He is wanted for the shooting death of another man at a sports bar on St. Stephen's Road. Anderson has a scar between his eyes, several tattoos, and gold teeth. You can see his picture on WKRG.com. Bay Minette is getting in the game. A new softball complex is set to be complete next month. The city's recreation director hopes the new complex will attract state and even national tournaments. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
One of the biggest upsets in NHL playoff history is complete. South Alabama baseball gets a win at home, and home runs aplenty in the major leagues last night. It's 6:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Toronto Raptors rebounded from a Game 1 loss, beating Orlando 111-82 and evening the best-of-seven first-round series at one game apiece. Kawhi Leonard led the Raptors with 37 points. The Denver Nuggets' Jamal Murray had 21 points in the fourth quarter, leading Denver past San Antonio 114-105 to even that series at one game apiece. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 114-94 to take a 2-0 series lead over Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and the rest of the OKC Thunder. CJ McCollum led the Blazers with 33 points in the victory. In the NHL playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets completed an unbelievable four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Lightning with a 7-3 win last night. Here's the game-winning goal that put Columbus up 4-3 in the third period.
And Aaron across, Dubois, throw, bodies, they score!
The crowd in Columbus going absolutely wild in their first ever playoff victory last night. The Jackets scored three empty net goals to clinch the first round victory. Tampa was the top seeded team in the NHL after tying the NHL record with 62 wins in the regular season. The New York Islanders also finished a four game sweep over the Pittsburgh Penguins with a 3-1 win last night in Pittsburgh. The Islanders are headed to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs for only the second time in the last 26 years. Here's New York's Jordan Eberle after the win.
Early on, I think a lot of people wrote us off. You know, they were a bit shocked. But, you know, we're confident in the way that we play, the way that the group is here. I think, you know, this is one of the tighter-knit teams that I've played on. And, you know, we love battling and playing for each other.
Eberle had four goals in the four Islanders' wins. Kyle Connor scored a game-winner in overtime, putting the Winnipeg Jets over St. Louis 2-1 and tying that series at two games apiece. St. Louis won the first two games of the series in Winnipeg before the Jets returned the favor with two wins in St. Louis. And in the last game of the night, Marc-Andre Fleury picked up his 15th career playoff shutout, leading Vegas past San Jose 5-0. The Golden Knights now lead that series 3-1. In college baseball, South Alabama beat Southern Miss last night 4-1. Drake Nightingale struck out a career-high 14 batters in 7 innings. He allowed only 3 hits in the win. The Jags are now 16-20 this season. They begin a 3-game home Sun Belt series against Georgia State beginning tomorrow night at Stanky Field. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Montgomery Biscuits for the second night in a row, 7-3 last night. The Biscuits scored 4 runs in the 7th inning to pull away late. Game 3 of the 5-game home series starts tonight at 6:15 at Hank Aaron Stadium. And in the majors last night, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 6th home run of the season, but the Atlanta Braves fell to Arizona 9-6. Philadelphia crushed the New York Mets 14-3. Jose Quintana pitched the Chicago Cubs to a 4-0 win over Miami. The LA Dodgers hit their 37th home run of the season, beating Cincinnati 6-1. Christian Yelich continues to be hot from the plate. He hit a 3-run homer last night in an 8-4 win for Milwaukee over St. Louis. Colorado beat San Diego 8-2, with Nolan Arenado hitting a home run for the third game in a row, and San Francisco beat Washington 7-3. In the American League, the White Sox beat Kansas City 5-1. Cleveland got the win over Seattle 4-2. James Paxton struck out 12, leading the Yankees past the Red Sox 8-0. Toronto got past Minnesota 6-5. Texas shut out the LA Angels 5-0. Alex Bregman hit a grand slam for the Houston Astros in a 9-1 win over Oakland. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-2. And Pittsburgh beat Detroit 5-3 in extra innings. It's 6:49 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida and Old Shell Road.
the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. They've got an accident with an overturned vehicle and also fatality with ejection on Highway 45 between Chachula Georgetown Road and Chachula Landfill Road. Avoid the area if you can. Starting to see some heavier traffic. And stalled vehicle at Old Shell and Bishop Lane North still slowing up traffic. The South Alabama baseball team hosting Georgia State Thursday and Friday at 6:30 and Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. at Stanky Field. You can get your tickets online at usajaguars.com. Jags versus Georgia State Thursday night. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a few showers and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5, and as bills are moving in Montgomery, we'll get to this one that would allow bicyclists and motorcyclists, if nobody's coming, to go ahead and run that red light. Coming up right after we check more headlines, here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A new union contract in Georgia is impacting workers here in Alabama, and it's a good thing. The Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, also known as RWDSU, says 1,800 workers at the Equity Tyson Poultry Processing Plant voted overwhelmingly for a new contract in Camilla, Georgia, which is about 70 miles from Dothan. It took 8 months of negotiations to reach the agreement, and the contract was approved by 97% of the members at the plant. So the RWDSU represents workers at Pilgrim's Pride, Wayne Farms, and Tyson locations in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Mississippi. The president of the Southeast Council calls the contract, quote, monumental, saying it will automatically improve conditions for workers at non-union facilities. And the president of the Mid-South Council, based in Birmingham, says the union represents roughly 7,500 poultry workers in Alabama. Alabama's poultry industry employs more than 86,000 people. The three-year deal includes reductions in health care costs and annual general wage increases, equaling $1.50, an additional 20 cents per hour wage increase based on seniority and classification wage increases in some jobs of up to 75 cents an hour. Personal days now count as time worked in computing overtime, and workers can also use personal days on Fridays, Mondays, and on the weekend, unlike before. If you have a sweet tooth, hold that thought, as limited amounts of Chips Ahoy cookies have been recalled due to a, quote, unexpected solidified ingredient in the product. Mondelez Global issued the voluntary recall for four lots of Chewy Chips Ahoy cookies. The 13-ounce packages have been sold nationwide at retail stores, so there are four Best Buy dates you need to look out for on the left top side of the package. Look for 07 September 2019, 08 September 2019, 14 September 2019, or 15 September 2019. If you have a package of these cookies at home or work, don't eat them, contact the company 1-844-366-1171 to get more information about the recall and how you can receive a refund. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Of course, you could have the Cookie Monster do the take back. All right, 6:54 FM Talk 106.5. So the story up on WKRG.com, also one of our three big things. If you go to FMTalk1065.com, you'll see that story and more. And it's about House Bill 103, sponsored by local Victor Gadsden out of Mobile. We'll try to get Victor on the show to talk about this. But the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee is voting on a bill that will allow cyclists and motorcyclists to go on red if there is no oncoming traffic. I just walk in room, set off smoke bomb, walk out. I've been doing this long enough. Robert Trappin of Montgomery's Bicycle Club says, the main issue with a bike being on the road is that we don't have all the protections and safety features you would find in cars. So for us, if we're involved in an accident, we're going to sustain serious injuries or death. The bill would allow the driver of the motorcycle or bike to disregard a traffic control signal. So a lot of traffic lights won't actually change to green when there's a bike presenting itself. It has the ability to let those bikes proceed on their commutes more efficiently than if they're stopped at a red light, said Trappin. 103, HB 103, sponsored by House Speaker Pro Tem Victor Gaston out of Mobile. Law is legal in several other states, most notably in Ohio. I don't know why most notably in Ohio.
Nothing's most notably Idaho.
Idaho. That's right, not Ohio. Idaho. Other than potatoes.
Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, the idea is, and I get the actual mechanics of it, because if you have a pressure plate or something like that that turns a light, you know, that cycles the light through, the bicycle is not going to be enough to...
Mm-hmm. And that would be when it would be safest, when you're the only one on
right,
the road.
Right.
But I have a feeling this is going to happen at unsafe lights.
Well, I mean, that's the question. I mean, if you're letting that... How big is the intersection? If you proceed through there on red, can you see far enough that you can get across the intersection before a car would come up and be coming through it? I don't know. But, I mean, the mechanics of it is true. It's true. If you're on a bicycle and you come up to that light and it doesn't have enough mass to make the light cycle through, you could be there forever.
Yeah.
Could be there for 100 years.
It just seems so dangerous.
So we'll see. We'll talk about this more coming up. And, of course, take your text on this at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, proposed legislation would heighten penalties for crimes against law enforcement officers. And the Roy Moore story from yesterday, Roy Moore leading the GOP in the 2020 Senate race. That poll and information, one of the three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Check it out this morning. We'll be right back.